Good morning, guys. Welcome back to our music review.
So today, Nevaeh couldn't make it, so she's not here, but you do still have me and Michelle.
And today is our final episode. Today, we will be recording our sixth episode. Yes. So,
first things first, I'm going to be honest, I want to talk about Kendrick and Drake.
Kendrick and Drake, oh my gosh. So, it was like, I don't know how that even started. Like, I just randomly woke up and boom. I was like, I hear like one of their songs and I just see it all over TikTok and I'm just like, what the heck happened? Because Kendrick just started like saying on and on and on stuff about Drake, and then I was like, what the heck? And then Drake started saying stuff back, but they're like saying all this stuff in like music form. I forgot what the word was called.
Ooh, music form, what do you mean?
It was like, no, like
they're good lyrics though. They really are. It's like, wow, like they actually rhyme, they go together, and then plus they like dang,
and like they're talking about how Drake's house got shot up after everything. They're saying that Drake had said something back to Kendrick, and Kendrick has been quiet ever since. Is that true? Is that true? I'm not sure if that's true or not. So in real life, don't believe.
In real life, it's like, whoa, but. Music form, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my goodness, like the lyrics, wow.
So that's been going on, and
they brought up Taylor Swift, the fans are bringing Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
The fans are like, oh, because Taylor Swift, has had a song, it's called like Bad Blood and like other ones, where Kendrick comes out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a feat Kendrick. And so they get along like really well, obviously, right? Like, oh, because he went back, he like helped her make her Taylor's version, which is like not her stolen version. And like that's really nice because not a lot of people have done that for her. But then her and Drake also get along really, really well. Now I don't know that like really, really well, but like he's mentioned her in his songs, and it's all like positive vibes. Right. So
I don't know, but this whole thing is just very crazy and just like so random. Like I was not expecting that because I thought they got along together
like really well, like besties.
Yeah, but I guess not, and it's just crazy because. Drake was saying some like messed up things trying to get back at Kendrick, but like he shouldn't have been saying those because that was just like it wasn't something yours like you should say to like make it
yeah, like in the lyrics. Yeah. Anyways, apart from that and Taylor. Oh, actually back to Taylor, Taylor dropped a new album like a month ago, literally.
A month ago.
Apart from that though, Billie Eilish is releasing her album today.
It was already released, right?
May 17th, yeah, no?
Yeah,
in the morning. So. It's called Hit Me Harder or Soft.
Yeah, Hit Me Harder or Soft. Hit Me Harder and Soft.
Yeah, Hit Me Harder and Soft. She's basically going back to like her 2019 era, like trying to go back to like how she was, her mentality.
Yeah, and it's everything. Like a mixture of like different genres.
Yes,
like,
I really like it. Yeah. I personally really like it.
I haven't listened to it because like me personally, I don't really listen to Billie Eilish. But
I think the lyrics are beautiful.
But see, Nevaeh, since she's not here, she would have said a lot about it because she's like a fan of Billie Eilish, I think. And she like knows a lot about Billie Eilish, but sadly she's not here to join us about this topic.
Anyways, guys, that is all we have for today.
I hope you guys enjoyed our music review station that we had for
have
these
fun.
For these few weeks. Yeah, and I hope you guys
do well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.